White House says president will make public Iran-Contra notes. Christmas Eve pardons may fuel new congressional hearing. U.S. Marines in holiday shootout near Mogadishu. Good morning, I'm Ed Crane with the CBS World News Roundup. Saying there is nothing to hide, White House spokesman Marlon Fitzwater says President Bush will make public his notes on the Iran-Contra affair, documents that have long been sought by Iran-Contra investigators. In the aftermath of Mr. Bush's announcement Christmas Eve that he's pardoning former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger and five others involved in the 1986 foreign policy decision, Congressman Charles Schumer, who heads a House judicial panel, says Congress may have reason to look into the president's actions.
One, it was done by a lame duck president. Two, who might have had something at stake. And three, involving people very, very close to him. You put all three of those things together, and it's possible that there ought to be hearings. It's something we're going to look at and explore.
Schumer says whatever the outcome of any hearing, the pardons themselves would stand.
We'd look at it not with the view of changing the rule of pardon. That's something in the Constitution, and one would have to be very careful before changing it, but possibly to see if new information should come out.
It's a minute past the hour. President Bush has not made any public statements since issuing the Christmas Eve pardons. He's spending the holiday weekend at the Camp David presidential retreat. More from newsman Howard Arenstein in Washington.
There was no comment from the White House on the controversy triggered by President Bush with his Christmas Eve pardons of six officials involved in the Iran-Contra affair. The president spent a quiet Christmas with his family and a close friend or two at Camp David, his final holiday at the presidential retreat. White House aides say he opened presents with his children and grandchildren and played some volleyball. A photo released by the White House shows the president outdoors with four of his grandchildren tossing a stick to one of the family dogs, Ranger. Another shows him admiring a grandchild's reindeer costume for a Christmas play. The president also spent part of his holiday telephoning Americans stationed around the world in the military, including several involved in the relief operation in Somalia. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Time on the World News Roundup, 2 minutes after the hour. A close encounter of the technical kind leaves a Marine convoy unscathed, three Somalis injured, or perhaps worse. As correspondent Bill Lagatuda reports, it happened Christmas afternoon as the U.S. Marines were heading back to Mogadishu from the famine center of Baidoa.
They were in a convoy on a road headed back here when they spotted a technical. A technical is one of the local trucks, a small pickup truck with an AK-47. The man in the technical raised the weapon to his shoulder, fired. The Marines returned fire, hit three Somalis, unknown whether they were killed, and the convoy kept on going.
Back in Baidoa, Christmas Day food riots reportedly left one Somali woman dead and a number of other people, including children, injured. Despite a few isolated incidents of violence, the Allied military presence is beginning to restore a sense of what passes for normalcy. That part of the story from newsman Terry Phillips.
Here on Baidoa's main street, Somalis are gradually returning to a normal life. Some merchants are cleaning up the wreckage, painting new signs, and reopening their shops. The center of town is filled with customers, most of whom had fled in fear of armed looters. Residents say that during the past week and a half, American troops have inspired new confidence in Somalia's future. Weapons have virtually disappeared from sight, and the sound of gunshots is relatively rare now. Relief workers have high praise for what U.S. Marines and other armed forces have accomplished here so far, but they say the key question remains, what will happen when the troops finally go home? Terry Phillips for CBS News, Baidoa.
The U.N. commander in Sarajevo is reportedly considering changing quarters after two mortar attacks on his residence in his many days. General Philippe Morillo says the mortar fire came from a Bosnian-controlled sector of the city, a response, he says, to his effort to evacuate civilians from the embattled capital. The BBC's Bob Simpson has more.
It is a statement of intent to see what the reaction is in Geneva and New York, as well as to see what the reaction is locally. Because I don't think any reassurance now from the local authorities, and indeed the presidency, would be very convincing. Because the UN officials are fairly sure that control of a lot of people and a lot of weapons has slipped out of the hands of the presidency, and that the situation thus remains rather dangerous.
As Lebanon urges intervention from the U.S., Israel's welcoming a UN envoy seeking to mediate the dilemma involving hundreds of Palestinians deported 9 days ago.
But as Robert Berger reports, the envoy may find Israel's position non-negotiable.
UN envoy James Jonah will meet with Israeli leaders in an attempt to resolve the impasse over the deportees. Israeli officials say Jonah is on a goodwill visit and is welcome in Israel. At the same time, they say he should not expect too much. Government spokesman Gad Ben-Ari.
There is absolutely no intention to discuss with him the decision of the Israeli government to remove those people or to consider or reconsider this decision in any possible way.
Ben-Ari said Israel is ready to explain why the deportations were necessary. But the decision itself, he said, is an internal Israeli affair. Robert Berger for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Coming up to 6 past the hour. For many people, the day after Christmas means a trip to the mall. The Better Business Bureau says the best way to avoid frustrating gift exchanges is to take some precautions early in the holiday season. Don Perlman of CBS radio station WBBM reports.
The Better Business Bureau warns consumers never assume that merchandise automatically can be returned. James Baumhart, president of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago, says refund and exchange privileges vary from merchant to merchant.
I think people have to understand that every store has its own policy on refunds and exchanges. We have for years referred to refund and exchange policies of retailers as a privilege given to the customers, not a right that can be demanded by the customers.
The Better Business Bureau says it's important for shoppers to know a store's refund or exchange policy before making a purchase. That knowledge will help holiday gift recipients to have many happy returns. Don Perlman for CBS News, Chicago.
6:30 on the World News Roundup. Retailers are hoping this day after Christmas will bring more than many unhappy returns. While the usual hordes of wrong-sized or miscolored gifts will be brought back, merchants are hoping to entice customers with postseason sales in hopes of making their best holiday season in 4 years even better. Economist Donald Ratajczak says even the most tight-fisted customers have loosened the purse strings this year.
A feeling was that it would be a discounter's Christmas, and that didn't happen. People did go to the malls, go to the department stores. They were practical, but they looked at good gifts rather than shaving to the lowest price gift. And this is encouraging retailers.
New golf clubs for the president-elect, birthstone rings for the ladies in his life. After spending a quiet Christmas at the governor's mansion in Little Rock, Bill Clinton's preparing for a long-awaited vacation. But as newsman Rob Navius reports, it will be business as usual for his transition team.
As Mr. Clinton and his family prepare to leave Arkansas Monday for a long New Year's vacation in Hilton Head, South Carolina, his top aides are sitting down with his cabinet nominees to discuss their upcoming confirmation hearings. Although few problems are expected once the confirmation process begins. Spokesman George Stephanopoulos says the president-elect is taking nothing for granted.
We're meeting with the nominees, the secretary designees. We're going over the committee. Some are having help with meeting Senate committee members and others. Some, obviously, Senator Benson doesn't need any escort around the Senate.
Transition officials say Mr. Clinton has been assured that the hearing should be completed quickly, enabling the cabinet to be in place to begin work on Inauguration Day. Rob Nevius for CBS News with the president-elect in Little Rock.
Japanese Prime Minister Miyazawa doesn't sound like a man eager to smooth out the rocky trade relationship between his country and the U.S. He's quoted by the English-language Japan Times as saying the Clinton administration will pay lip service to the problem and then put it on the back burner. In his words, whenever there is a new administration, they blow a lot of hot air. But after several months, it quiets down. Some 250 skiers have been stranded by an avalanche that's blocking access roads to Canada's Apex Alpine Ski Area, about 2 hours north of the Washington state border. Reached by telephone, a spokesman for the area says skiers are toughing it out in private chalets or rented condos. No reports of anyone being hurt. Los Angeles police are among America's most embarrassed after a tip from the TV show America's Most Wanted led them to arrest the wrong woman. An Ethiopian native who apparently looked very similar to an African immigrant wanted in connection with a 1991 murder. The LAPD says an apology has been issued and the damage inflicted on the woman's apartment will be repaired. Colorado's tourist industry is expected to suffer a consumer backlash courtesy of the state's recent passage of Amendment 2, a ban on any legislation that would bar job or housing discrimination against homosexuals. Though there have been rumblings of a large-scale boycott, Kathy Kruzik of the state's ski industry trade group says it hasn't been felt yet.
Our Christmas numbers through the New Year's looked exceptionally good. We have not felt any extreme impact at this point in time, but it's still very early for us to tell.
Coming up to 10 past the hour on the CBS World News Roundup.